following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Oh, hello there. Merry Christmas, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. So glad that you have joined us on this Wilson Wednesdays. We've got something special in store for you, but tomorrow, which is Christmas Eve, we have services here on the courtyard at 2, 4, 6, and 10. 2, 4, 6, and 10. We have Christmas on the courtyard here at Refuge. Love to see you. Love to have you join us. But for today, a special Wilson Wednesday where I'm going to take you around the office here at Refuge so you can and introduce you to some of our incredible staff and allow them to share some of their Christmas memories with you. So glad you've joined us and enjoy this special Wilson Wednesday. Hey! It's Dave Taylor.
Hey there, I didn't see you guys.
Are you listening to some Christmas music?
I am, actually. Amy Grant's 1992 Christmas album.
Wow, classic.
The best.
This is Dave, our high school guy.
How you guys doing?
And Dave, quick
yes,
Christmas question. Gonna ask all the guys this. Favorite Christmas present that you ever received?
PS2, 12 years old, hands down.
You remember opening it?
I remember opening it. I remember playing the games.
Nice.
To this day.
And what is your favorite Christmas tradition? Maybe you or your family, or maybe one you've started with your family?
Growing up, my parents would make all of the kids wait in the hallway for what felt like a million years while they made coffee. And my dad would have a tripod, if you guys remember those, set up so they wouldn't miss any of the facial expressions from any of us. And sounds weird, but that was a Christmas tradition we did every single year. And so it was just the anticipation of waiting to see what was under the tree.
That's awesome. And one more question. When did you first realize what Christmas is all about? A young child, older?
Young, I would say for sure. But maybe like many of you as well, there is the continual progression of knowing and getting to know more about what it is. But there was always, I'd say since kindergarten, the first present that we would always open would be this this check that we would give to a Bible. I forget what it was, but my dad always made a point. This is the first thing we did. We prayed and we opened up the Jesus gift is what we called it. And he always instilled in us that's what it was all about.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, no, thank you.
Hey there. We are now joined with Noah Short.
Hello.
You're listening to some Christmas music too.
I am. Christmas music is actually my favorite thing, Jeff.
Oh, your favorite thing in all the world.
In all the world.
Okay.
All the world.
Well, Noah's our junior high guy. And Noah, favorite present you've ever received at Christmas? Most memorable.
Oh, most memorable present? I think it was the first time I actually got a Lego. It was the Luke's Millennium, X-Wing and Dagobah.
Wow.
At Yoda's house.
That's pretty cool.
It was like the biggest Lego that I'd ever gotten. I usually get like really small ones from my parents, but it was like the graduation stage of getting presents. So it was cool.
That's awesome. Favorite Christmas tradition that you do with the Short family?
There's two that I actually particularly enjoy. One that we've been doing for a very long time was my mom would always fill our stockings with stocking stuffers, and she would then put them in our room while we were sleeping. So when we'd wake up, that was like the first thing that we could open without the presence of everybody, and just like play with those toys until our parents did wake up on Christmas morning. And then the pickle tradition of when there's a glass pickle put in the tree on Christmas Eve and we're all in bed, first person to wake up and go and finds it gets a special present, and then gets to open up the present, their present.
What is an example of a special present?
A gift card.
Oh.
Yeah, gift card to probably like Target or Best Buy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Noah.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions? No.
Nope, that's it.
Thanks.
And now we enter into Jonathan Ferguson's office and see if we can.
Oh, hey.
He's listening to Christmas music.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Must be the season.
Oh, yes.
Well, you're on Wilson Wednesdays.
Okay.
We've got a couple questions to ask you.
All right.
Here's the first question. Most memorable present gift of all time that you received at Christmas?
Oh, without a doubt, it was the Lego monorail system in the late 80s. Yes. Oh, it was so awesome.
How long did it take you to put it together?
Probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was a pretty good size set.
Do you still have it today?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yes, I do.
Have the boys played with it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Second question.
Okay.
Most memorable tradition that you have either as your family now or growing up that you have at Christmas?
Ooh, okay. Most memorable Christmas tradition. Honestly, we always get together with our family, the big family, on Christmas Eve. And we have a white elephant gift exchange. And I know a lot of people do, but we have had some of the greatest thing gifts ever come through this white elephant gift exchange. In fact, there's stuff in this office, like the presidential Pez dispensers that are somewhere in here. But the presidential Pez dispensers were one of the things that came through the white elephant gift exchange, yeah.
Well, that's cool. Anything else you'd like to say to the Refuge family this Christmas?
Yeah, stay safe, and we'll see you in the new year.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan.
Yep.
Here we are with Chase Acuna. Chase!
Oh, hey, Jeff.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to the Refuge family.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey, a couple Christmas questions for you.
Yes.
Number one, most memorable gift you've ever received.
Okay, so I actually have two. One is, I think, you know, I was just talking to my Brad about this, and I think one was when I was a kid. I remember waking up one Christmas morning, and my mom and dad had stayed up all night, and they converted our garage into like a martial arts gym. So it had, you know,
all kinds of
mats and like punching bags and just
for you and your brothers
and your sister. Yeah. So and
nice.
It was really, really cool. They had like painted it all down there too. It was
so awesome. Martial arts studio.
Yes, martial arts studio. The other one is actually more recent, but it actually happens to be one from Pastor Jeff himself.
That's also a gift.
A very memorable one.
Here's just so we're clear,
yeah.
I was not the one who gave that to you. That was at our staff Christmas party that somebody else printed out and gave to you.
Oh, there you go.
You've been Jeff.
Yeah, I've been Jeff. Yes.
Chase, another question.
Yeah.
Memorable Christmas tradition in your family, maybe one that you have now or when you grew up with?
I feel like one now, one that we actually started last year, is we kind of wrote a play for our boys to be able to kind of just understand the Christmas story and what it really is about, with Jesus being at the center.
So you guys write a play together.
We wrote a play.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And they act it out?
Yeah. So we started doing it last year, so we got all the different characters and everyone's acting it out. So
cool.
It's fun. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Chase.
Yeah, you got it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And now we go into Jonathan Trask's office, Children's Ministry Director, and see what he's doing. Oh my!
Ooh,
very Christmassy in here.
Well, hello, Jeff.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Any Merry Christmas wishes for our Refuge family?
I hope that 2021 will be an even merrier Christmas than currently.
But yes.
A year to remember. No, I wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. Hey, quick question. Favorite Christmas gift that you've ever received for Christmas?
My favorite Christmas gift that I've ever received for Christmas.
For Christmas.
Not for my birthday.
Not for Easter.
Okay, not for Easter. So favorite.
Not your birthday.
The one that sticks out in my mind was I was in the fifth grade and the Nintendo 64 came out. And that was an incredible gift. I remember losing my mind when I opened up the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
That was pretty
cool.
Did
you have GoldenEye?
I did have GoldenEye.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah. But I remember I played that for, like, hours. Hours and hours. I was way back in the good old days of the 90s.
Good old days of the 90s.
The good old days
and
of the 90s.
And one more question. Favorite Christmas tradition that you have, either right now as your family or when you grew up with?
I think my favorite Christmas tradition is what I have right now with my family, which I know that a lot of families do the opening of gift the night before. My family does the opening of gift the night before, but the gift is always the same thing. It's always pajamas. And we always have matching pajamas the night before. And I know a lot of people do that, and it's kind of cliche, but it really is kind of special to have that moment. And then we sit around and we watch Christmas movies and just be a family on Christmas Eve night. So I love Christmas Eve night with my family.
Well, thanks, Jonathan, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, one of the greatest privileges of getting to pastor here at Refuge is working with these guys that you just saw. and they each bring something so unique to this team, and God has been using these guys here at Refuge for quite some time, and they all are attached to amazing families, and just it really is a privilege to get to serve alongside them. And when you see them, just wish them a Merry Christmas. They love you guys, and it really is great to get to be a part of a team like we have here at Refuge. And for that, I hope to see you all tomorrow, either in person or online, and wishing you a very, very Merry Christmas. Have a great rest of your holiday.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.